Oh, Lord, we need it so bad. We need it so bad. If the Spirit is leading us to testify, we ought to snap to it. And, you know, it goes so much better. There's times to sing it through. We're real, really overdue of a good singing through meeting. Amen. It's been a while since we just all shouted together. There's times for preaching. Usually when everything else has failed, we preach a little bit. Preaching will work about any time. People needs preaching. But I appreciate the Lord. And we've got to have the Lord. Got to have Him in our lives. We've got to feel Him and got to believe in Him and have faith in Him and not doubt Him. And when He does things for us, we need to praise Him and mark it down and tell others. And the men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works, the Bible said. He's done enough already. We ought to never run out of praises for the Lord. I'm going to read real quick here, Acts chapter 16. Good to have all the visitors. Good to have this sister here, Brother Mike's mother. And good to have all the born family back here. All of you that are here visiting tonight, we're glad to have you. Good to have Lazarus here, Brother Perry Rowe. I tell you, a lot of times they came out to hear Jesus, Brother Mike. And the Bible said many of them come to hear Jesus, but many more came to see Lazarus. It is a miracle, Brother Perry Rowe's alive. I was there. I've been in the room when death's there. And I was there and death was there. And I felt helpless against it. Said a little feeble prayer and he never knew I was there. And next time I seen him, he was much alive. That's just God. That's just God. I'm glad to have Brother Mike here. He said he's ready. Sister Teresa was glad. I'm glad he didn't take the shortcut too, aren't you? He just have to sit right here and wait on the coming of the Lord with the rest of us. Hallelujah. I think he's worried about that tuxedo or something. I got the pressure on him here, but that's going to happen, Lord, if the Lord don't come. And I'll tell you, I was wishing for something too when I went through that. Oh, God. Well, let's not get on a bad note here, sad note. Acts chapter 16. Brother Robert sung about my message here, and I want something in here I won't get to you. If the Lord helped me, I felt the Lord touched me with it. And I'm going to back up verse 19 and read real quick. And don't try to latch on to my text till I get done, because there's a lot of text in this, but I'm going to go on down. Now, Paul and Silas had cast the devil out of this woman and got her saved. And the Bible said, when her master saw that the hope of their gains were gone. When her masters saw that the hope of their gains were gone. Wouldn't you like to cause the devil some trouble? He caused me enough. I like to cause the devil a little heartache. Wouldn't you? Well, Paul and Silas had got this woman saved, and because of her employer, and they got mad. They caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers. They brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city." Well, I don't guess we probably would have enough on us to get arrested anymore. Well, let's back up here. I don't think he caught that. Maybe he did. He's awful quiet. These folks got to preaching. They got to casting the devil out and getting people saved, and they started quitting their meanness, and they took them to the magistrate and said, "These people are causing trouble. Teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. The keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Are y'all getting this? You reading along with me here? "We are all here." Then he called for a light, sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, and here's my text, verse 30. He brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What must I do to be saved? How many feels like tonight that is the most important question that a man or a woman could ever ask? What must I do to be saved? S-A-V-E-D. You get a lot of questions now. I wonder where would be the best place to make $100, or wonder where would be the best place to live, or what's the best career to go into, or what's the best investment program, or what's the best medicine to take to make my lumbago feel better. There's a lot of questions in this world tonight. But I want to ask you, don't you think the most needed question in all of the world tonight is for men to ask the question, "What must I do to be saved?" There was something in here, Sister Jerry, that made this man, it changed his way of thinking. My heart went out to your uncle, I believe, that's critical, not saved. Tonight that you'd go home and your aunt would call and say, he came to himself tonight and asked me, "What is it I need to do to be saved?" Huh? You know, our young folks tonight, hey man, really. I can't remember a time in my whole life, hey man, that there wasn't a fear on me about my soul. I can't remember a time. I wasn't raised in church when I was young. We started going when I was about 14 years old. And a lot of my young days, I was mean as a snake. Amen. But all of my life, amen, there was a dread and a fear upon my life, Sister Connie, raised out there with y'all on the mountain. And we didn't go to church a whole lot, I don't guess. I don't guess y'all did. Amen. But you know, I had this question in my heart. I need to get my soul saved. Amen. Somebody help me preach a little bit tonight. And you know, amen, that's still on me. I found out the answer to that question, amen, and Paul and Silas. But you know, this man, amen, was stirred up. He wasn't saying, "What must I do to be saved from this earthquake?" Because the earth had quit shaking, and you know how sinners were. You know how we were when the shaking quit, while we quit worrying about it. But this man, when the shaking was over with and the earthquake had calmed down, amen, he started to commit suicide. Amen. And he was fearful for his life because he was afraid all the prisoners were gone. But Paul said, "Look, we're all here." He said, "Do thyself no harm." And then there was something transpired in his life. And the man all of a sudden, Brother Mike, got to wanting to be saved. Hallelujah. I don't know how you feel tonight. Amen. But I don't think anything
amen, in this world can be better, brother, that whatever it takes, if it takes an earthquake, I'm desperate. I've been praying, oh God, stir some people in my family and in my life. Amen, stir them up. You know, it's easy to preach to people that say, what must I do to be saved? Somebody say amen. Amen. It's easy to preach to folks, amen, that have, amen, that desire in them to be saved. Amen. Somebody help me preach a little bit. Amen. What must I do to be saved? Amen. This man went through this earthquake. He went through these feelings of suicide. He went through, amen, the feeling of being in trouble with his superiors. And after that uneasy time, the Bible said he grabbed a light and he went in and fell down at Paul and Silas' feet. Brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, the man was about to get religion right here. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. Religion takes a bad rap. They call Buddha religion and Muhammad religion. But do you know the word religion, amen, came from the original word, amen, that means to be bound back to something. Amen. And what it means in essence, religion is being bound back to God. Amen. The God that we have sinned against. Oh, I wish somebody help me preach a little bit. The God that we have sinned against. I would that our little church, amen, would get so stirred up that they go to wondering what it takes to be saved. Amen. We're so comfortable with our experience. Amen. And whatever we did. Amen. But oh, I wish we'd dig into it a little more. The earthquake is upon us. The troublesome times are upon us. Amen. There's a lot of questions. Oh, stay with me. I feel like preaching to my little flock here tonight. The word saved. S-A-V-E-D. This Philippian jailer got so stirred up. You know, I'd like to see us have a revival like that. Huh? You know, it's not hard to preach holiness to people that are interested in how to be saved. But have you noticed the attitude of most? Y'all going to help me preach a little? I promise I ain't going to go much past 9 o'clock. That's the golden hour. And I'm not going to go much past if you'll help me preach a little. But have you noticed how that folks are more concerned how, hey man, they can have the world and still be saved? But this man was not interested in at all in his job now. He went right into where the prisoners were. He grabbed a light and went down on his knees right before those men that he had just beat the life nearly out of. And here he is helplessly kneeling before their feet. He knew that these men had the answer to being saved. Saved from what? Not saved from the earthquake. The ground had done quit shaking. He wasn't talking about being saved from his employer because all the prisoners was there. There was something in here that was eating on his life that he wanted to be saved from. He felt that monster within him. He felt that deterioration within him. That's what I felt, Brother Charlie, as a little boy growing up in the mountains. Amen. I felt something in me wasn't right. Amen. I'd lie when I ought to tell the truth. I had bad thoughts when I ought to have good thoughts. Amen. I couldn't sleep at night. I tried to hone it down and tone it down, but I couldn't control it. And I realized, amen, that there was something stalking my life and I needed rescued from it. Amen. Somebody help me preach a little bit tonight. I wonder where that spirit's gone. Sister, amen, talking about being out in the cities, can count on a hand. Amen. How many were properly dressed? You say, well, that's always been like that. But it hasn't always been like that. Amen. I've got a history book of 1919, 10-year period to 1929. And that book, it was not a religious book, but that book said that the women's styles in 1919 had got bolder than they ever had. It said some of their hems were 8 inches off the floor. You think that's funny? You think I'm just pulling your leg? I'm not. Amen. That was the style in 1919. Amen. From the beginning of time, there had never been an immodest society like was about to come upon America. But you know what happened to America in 1919? She quit wondering about how to get saved and started about how to have a good time and how to get rich. Amen. Somebody help me preach a little. I wish the question would come back in our lives. Husbands and wives, men and women, boys and girls. The question of our life would be, what must I do to be saved? Woo! Oh, somebody say amen. What must I do to be saved? Saved from what? You know, most folks have no inkling of a desire to be saved from sin. The Bible said they should call his name, amen, Jesus, for he shall. Jesus was the Greek rendering Joshua, same name. Hebrew name for Jesus was Joshua. Amen. It meant the same thing. Joshua meant Jesus. The same words, Old Testament, New Testament. It meant Savior. Are you helping me preach? Amen. The Bible said they shall call his name Jesus. Amen. For he shall save, amen, his people from what? Somebody help me preach. He shall save, amen, his people from their sins. Amen. We have a horrible enemy. Amen. Do you know there's a trinity, amen, in the evil world? That's like they are in the spiritual world. Amen. If you want to call it like that, in Revelations, there'll be a trinity of the Antichrist. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm preaching? But brother, there's the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. Who is the evil trinity? Amen. There are three different things, but they're one in common. They mean to kill, to steal, and destroy the flesh. Oh, somebody help me preach a little. I wish we'd get more worried about being saved in this hour than we are about having a name in the world, having goods in this world. Oh, if we could get our hearts set upon being saved. This Philippian jailer said, I've got to know. What do I have to do? I wish somebody in this house, amen, would pray for me right now. I'll tell you, the bottom line is, I don't want to be lost. Amen. Now, this man had to realize his need for this. He realized, amen, Brother Darrell, how vulnerable he was. He almost committed suicide right. He almost, amen, lost his everything. His job, Brother Robert, was, amen, his life's job was at stake. Amen, the thing he'd worked for and made his living, he worked for the great Roman Empire. And now he realizes that the Roman Empire can't hold men in when God says turn them loose. So all of a sudden, this Roman Empire boss man and his big, strong prison guard mentality, amen, has failed him, Brother Steve. And so he says, if Rome can't hold me up and I can't hold myself up, then I need somebody to save me. Oh, will somebody help me preach a little bit? Do you want to know, hey, amen, why I drove from my vacation spot, amen, 3.5 hours to be here tonight? Because there's a big question still yet in my soul. What am I going to have to do to be saved? Come on now. You say you're not saved? Oh, yes. Amen. But the Bible said, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Brother, I want to find out, Sister Valerie, every question I can ask of the man of God, the Spirit of God, the power of God. Amen. I'm too far along in this, amen, to lose out now. The question of the hour is, what must men and women do to be right with God, amen. Boy, that's a big question today. You got a million opinions. But I'm about to preach to you the only religion that's worth a nickel. Here's this one right here that
Paul and Silas is getting ready to tell this Philippian jailer. Huh? But before I get to that, I want you to see this man got in a position where that's all that was on his mind. What is it going to take? Brother Jim, I tell you what, pastoring the church and preaching in this hour is tough. I'm not complaining. I'm glad God called me. I really am. But you know, people have not much of a desire. I remember preaching revival 20 years ago. Got up and said a few little old things, and the guy was got under conviction sitting in the back. He was under conviction so bad when he run to the altar, he slid in on his knees and tore both knees out of his britches. I know that's hard for you to believe. They're going the other way now. When's the last time somebody slid in here? I'll tell you what, if you realize what it meant to be saved and lost. The old preacher, I tell you, I never did, Sister Wilma, like anybody to be mad at me. All the time I was growing up, I was in school, I was voted the wittiest senior in our superlatives. Now, that's not anything real great. I had to ask him what it meant. It meant I was a clown. Class clown. You can't believe that, Kenny Siskani. Oh, I forgot you in school. Huh? You know what it was? I like everybody to have a good time. I didn't want nobody to be mad at me. And then, you know, in this day and time, you can preach. And I can almost hear your heart talking sometimes. Amen. And I had a preach right here at this church. I had them meet me in the parking lot, put that finger at me and say, somebody told you, preacher. And I denied it because it wasn't true. And I right here, pounding me right there, right here. Somebody told you. And finally, I just said, all right. They did tell me. Who told you? I said, the Holy Ghost. And they backed up on him. Huh? You say, no. Yeah, folks get mad. I'm telling you, it would be a lot easier. Amen. Sister Hildred, when Paul and Silas went in there, that jailer had the whip in his hand. But now he's on his knees and he's saying, what I need to do, boys? Just tell me what I need to do. Can I tell you that's where you're going to have to get before you get any help at all from God? You're going to have to lay the whip down and quit saying, somebody told you, and saying, tell me. Oh, somebody help me preach a little bit. Amen. He said, I've got to be saved. This world is shaking under me. How many feels like that in this house tonight? Your world is shaking under you. You've tried everywhere in the world to make it go, and it's a shaking of them under you. Amen. Why don't you find out how to be saved in this world?
Hallelujah. Somebody say amen, please.
Huh? Brother Darrell, bless your heart, buddy. Still got the Holy Ghost, ain't you? Still in there. Throw some wood on him. Whoa! Throw some prayer on him. I'm going to tell you what. All your life, I don't know, you may be a brain surgeon or something. I don't know. But you get these kids out of these schools, Christian schools, I don't know what. He might invent something. Been in all your getting. You better ask that question first. What's it going to take to be saved? Huh? Somebody help me preach a little bit. Am I doing any good here tonight? Hey, come on, young folks. Amen. This man's life, it fell apart. Darkness, amen, had come in his life. He grabbed a lantern, a torch, and he went in where his enemy was. And he said, tell me. There's no doubt he'd heard them singing in the midnight hour. No doubt he heard them when they said, amen, do thyself no harm. And he felt the compassion in their voice. And he said, these men have got the goods. Amen.
Longing for a revival where people get under conviction and cry out, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And thy house. Now, you ain't getting this. I'm trying, but you ain't getting it. If you could picture this, anybody ever been in an earthquake? That may explain some of this. You've never been in one. Huh? I thought I felt one the other night. I thought I felt the floor bumping up here the other night. I don't know whether it was Matthew getting into these drums and shaking his flesh. I kept looking around. I thought, is that me? Surely they're not mining around here again and not doing it. Huh? And I'll tell you, if you've ever been through an earthquake, I've talked to people and read where, I'm going to tell you, it leaves an impression. Huh? This man just come through an earthquake. His world has shook up. Has yours? Maybe you ought to make being saved the most important thing in your life. You never know when you're going to come in contact with something that'll take you out of this world. And I tell you, we ought to make it a priority. How faithful do I need to be to God and church and the Bible, amen, to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him, oh, get this. They spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. They went home with the man. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. Woo! Oh, for an old-time revival. Brother Mac, where folks quit saying, oh, maybe I'll come sometime to tell me, Mac, how to get saved, will you? Amen. A man that had guarded them and locked them up now is taking them out of the jail. And the man that put the stripes on his back is now trying to soothe the stripes on her back. I'm telling you, old time religion is still a thing. You hear me? And there's just one way to the pearly gates. And it's through and by us, Jesus Christ. Amen.
No other way under heaven. No other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Are you asking yourself that question? Sister Tara, if you talked to Jason today, phone busy. I'm going to tell you, you got plans, and I love weddings when they tell the truth, don't you? I do. I love them. Amen. But I'll tell you, the greatest question in that couple's life is not where we're going to live and what kind of job and how much money and what we're going to do. The greatest question is, what's it going to take for us to be saved? And we make that a priority. That'll determine where we live and what we do and what we say. And come on now. I don't think we're as concerned about it as we ought to be. I'll tell you what, amen, get you ready to think about it is when the ground goes to shaking. Huh? When what you thought, I'm about done. Listen to this. He took them the same hour of night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his house. Straight. When was the last time we had a baptizing rite? Anybody feel like being baptized? Not tonight. Maybe Sunday. Huh? Boy, what a revival, Brother Mike. This guy got under conviction, got saved, got his whole household saved. He got in the work of the Lord and washed the stripes of the preacher and was baptized all in the same night. Do you have confidence in the gospel? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. One place said, call on the name of the Lord and thou shalt be saved. One place said, confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart and thou shalt be saved. What's it going to take to be saved? Brother Osborne, it's great to see you, buddy. Been a long time. You know what you ought to ask
yourself the rest of your days that God gives you. And I don't know, I hope it's a bunch, but you ought to ask the rest of the day, Lord, am I doing all it takes to be saved? That's what's real important. Come on, church. That's what's real important tonight. Let me read the rest of this and I'll quit. They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They spake unto him the word of the Lord to all that were in his house. He took them and washed them, was baptized, he and all his house straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the servant, saying, let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this, saying to Paul, the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. Saved. Saved from our sins. We ought to just fall out of love with our sins. We ought to ask the Lord to save us from them. Now we're in a modern world, and don't let me rock your boat here. I'm about done. But we're in a modern world where you can't tell the difference in the saved and the sinners. But I'll tell you, there is a difference. And we ought to be searching God. What is it we must do to be saved? It'll change your life. It'll change the life. Amen. I remember a little old girl in reading about a little old girl that her daddy had been a sinner, and he heard the preacher preaching on the street, and he got saved, and she was so glad. He quit drinking and quit being mean, and he was nice to her, and they went to the gathering where he got saved, and some men got around her daddy and telling her that the Lord wasn't nothing to it, that it wasn't even a God anyway. And the little girl was listening, and she ran in there and she pulled on them men's coat and she said, Mister, don't tell my daddy that God ain't real. Said, since he's been saved, he's such a different man. I'm going to tell you, the world has been told that God's not real. We need to pull on our coattail and say, don't tell this world that God's not real. Because he's the only one that can save this world from their sins. From their self. Do thyself no harm. From the devil. From the flesh. If God don't save you from this untoward generation, we'll go the way of all the earth. But he's our Savior. Amen. Do you feel like rejoicing tonight because you're saved? That's the greatest thing in all the world. Would you stand with me tonight? Let's come and pray. What must I do to be saved? Saved from my sins. Saved from the devil. Saved from hell because of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's pray.
Believe on the Lord. He's the only way to be saved. I like what Brother Zane said about that foundation. There is no other foundation that's not already been laid, and that is Christ Jesus. Every false doctrine just removes Christ from the plan. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad for Christ tonight. I'd like to find out what it takes to be saved, stay saved. All the way home is the key. All the way home. Oh, what a shame it would be to miss heaven. Barely. To miss heaven barely would mean to go to hell completely. There ain't nothing in this world worth it. Praise God. I wish God would send an earthquake. Spiritual earthquake to everybody's life. And wake them up to their need for salvation. That instead of mom begging them, daddy pleading, they knock on the door and get them out of bed and say, "Tell me, I want to get saved." Would that be great or not? Huh? Praise God. Got out in the middle of the night. Paul and Silas, I reckon they took the shackles off of them long enough to baptize the man. I remember an old boy got saved over at Richlands years ago, and he jumped up and said, "Preacher, I want to be baptized." Looked at Brother Ralph. He'd been in and out quite a bit. And it was cold in the middle of winter. No baptistry. Brother Ralph said, "I'll tell you one thing. I'll never forget it." He said, "I'm going to baptize you tonight. But you better be here in July." I don't think he was. But that old boy, I think, got baptized.
in the darkness, I guess. I don't know how long. He got saved about midnight. I don't know how long it took to get the whole family in. Probably not long. They had a baptizing. They were rejoicing, shouting and praising God. Oh, my. Let's think. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for salvation tonight in this service. Remember Brother Bird's meeting going through Friday night? And any other announcements? All right, donuts will be here Friday. Then we'll sell some pizza.